The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sibilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Oh, yeah. Doc Severinsen and the Tonight Show Orchestra. I had the honor of actually playing with those cats, man. And Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's 5 minutes after 9 o'clock on Salem Media's flagship station. We're reaching out to Dr. Sebastian Gorka. He is just, you see Dr. Gorka all over the place. He's fired up, and it takes a lot for us to ask him because he's so busy to come on the show, yet he's kind enough to do that. And Dr. Seb, we do appreciate your valuable time, sir. Welcome back to the program.
For my new relief factor brother, of course.
How great is that? How great. Thank you, Dr. Seb. You look so great in those ads. Those ads look great. I'm so proud to be with Pete and Seth Talbot. How great are they on Relief Factor? And I'm proud to be with you, sir.
Pete and Seth are just amazing. Just men on a mission to relieve the pain of their fellow Americans. So great, great men. Great men, great product.
It's so true. Dr. Gorka, you know... God, I could pivot to so many things just to have fun in the morning, but you're fired up. You're fired up, and rightly so. And I'm hearing people are tired of this recount. They're tired of the election. The president should concede. So I'm here alone, 6 o'clock in the morning. Seb, I'm going like, I'm not folding. I don't want to fold. I want to continue the fight. At least give us a couple more weeks. Help me out here, Dr. Gorka. I mean, isn't it our responsibility to get a fair election, sir?
Just think of the math of this for a second. So everybody's talking about, well, you can't prove if it was overturned. Well, you don't know that. We're having incredible reports, for example, that testimony from that forensic scientist in Pennsylvania at the Gettysburg hearing, where in one dump of late arriving ballots, 96% of them went for Biden and 4% went for the president. You have 500,000 ballots for just Biden in one dump. It's just suspicious and it stinks. And every one of those ballots, think about this, even if just one ballot is stolen, is forged, is duplicated, is faked, that means your vote, the person listening right now to your show, has had their citizenship revoked. When that ballot, that fake ballot, is registered on those Dominion machines, it means your vote is nullified. It's as if you don't exist. And that's the right we have as Americans. That is one of our most sacred rights. It is something that Americans have bled and died for. So we have to get to the bottom of this. And the president, we've been told for 4 years, the election was stolen, the Russians stole it.
Yeah.
And now we're supposed to believe nothing happened, and the president is not allowed to exhaust his legal measures to investigate every single case of fraudulent activity. You know that it makes no sense. There's no way on God's green earth that a senile old man hiding in his basement got more votes than Barack Obama. It just didn't happen, Joe.
Yeah, it's scary, Dr. Gorka, that it had come to that, actually, because you and I see it, and we see it clear as day, that they, and when I talk to my big donors to Joe Biden, my buddies, and, you know, my Democratic buddies, they were not, they weren't worried about the election. They said, oh, no, we got that. And now, isn't that was the first red flag for me, Seb, you know, is that they knew something. They knew it. And that people are going to think, I'm not, Joe, you're nuts. Joe, you're conspiratorial. I mean, really, something was here that they put into play at least a couple years ago, Dr. Gorka, correct?
The president warned us. Look, the president told us again and again and again. When you have unbidden mail-in ballots sent out, more than 80 million of them, you're creating massive opportunities for fraud. And then when you get Democrat governors, like, and this is more than one of them, when you get the butcher of Richmond, Ralph Northam, the governor of Virginia, 2 weeks before the election, what does he unilaterally decree, which is against the Constitution, because guess what? It's the state houses that run the election, not the governors. When he said, oh, in this case, for the first time ever, we're not going to check the signatures of the mail-in ballots against the voter rolls. Joe, why would you do that? What is the good faith reason for not checking the signatures? I think you know what it is, right?
Yeah, it's exactly right. That's what we're feeling, Dr. Gorka. Hey, and also, I said, you know, if I can just pivot for a second here, is with this Hunter Biden situation that Rudolph Giuliani found, that when they had the laptop in the Delaware. Now, the press refuses to touch that, Dr. Gorka. They refuse to touch it. But on the Mueller probe, the Ukraine phone call, there was no evidence. There was no evidence except for Adam Schiff spewing his hate toward the president, yet that was on the front lines of every news story that we saw. Well, I mean, how does it get here? And will all of this go away if and when Joe Biden ever does become president?
China, I learned this when I was in the White House. We can defeat every enemy out there, you know, ISIS included. But China is our only strategic threat. And then they have a story in which, and they don't deny it, they actually want the laptops back. Biden's lawyers want the laptops back, which means they are Hunter Biden's laptops.
That's right.
We have a story in which we have a story in which we have audio. We have the actual audio of his phone calls where he said he's boasting about the fact that he is in business with the highest ranking military intelligence officer of communist China. Joe, that's a scandal that in any other country at any other time, it doesn't bring down a presidential campaign. It brings down an administration. And that's the person that the Democrats put at the top of their ticket. And that's the story that the mainstream legacy media had to destroy, because it's very simple. The Biden clan is in bed with communist China, period.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka, 3 p.m. right here on AM 970, The Answer. America First with Sebastian Gorka. The War for America's Soul is the book. You are all over Instagram. This is for Relief Factor. We know Dr. Seb and I, we're both taking Balance of Nature and believing in that as well. There's so many good things. Before we let you go, Dr. Gorka, what's the next step? Where do we go? How does it get to the Supreme Court and then end up in the House of Representatives? And how close are we, sir, to all of that happening?
Look, it's really up to us. The president has fought enough for us in the last 4 years. Now it's our turn. So I don't care where you live. You don't have to be in a battleground state. Wherever you are, you get out there, you get your red MAGA hat on, you self-organize, you protest, you get out on the streets, you have a protest outside the chief clerk's offices, the state secretary's office, outside the election center. And we have to make it very clear, most of these state houses are in GOP hands. Even if a governor, even if the state secretary is a Democrat, most of these state houses are in GOP hands. And it is the state houses that decide upon the Electoral College and the votes in the Electoral College. They have to be sent a very clear message. None of these Republican state house senators must certify a clearly fraudulent election. And they must understand that if they dare to hold those Electoral College votes, if they dare to certify this fraudulent election, they will never, ever be reelected. If that's the case, nobody gets 270 votes. It goes to the House of Representatives in January, and they choose the president. And it is not by members. It is by a state delegation. And the beauty of it is the GOP outnumbers the Democrats and state delegates in the House of Representatives, and Donald Trump is reelected. But it is up to us. We have to let them feel the heat now, Joe.
Dr. Gorka, thank you. Seb, we appreciate it so much. It's just a privilege to have you with us, my friend. Can't wait to see you soon. Thank you, sir. Dr. Seb Gorka right there. He's the man. And again, 3 p.m. right here on AM 970, The Answer. He is a member of the National Security Education Board. You can check him out at Seb Gorka on Twitter. Check him out on Instagram as well. And then America First with Sebastian Gorka. The book is The War for America's Soul. And I love the fight of that man. He's a fighter, this guy. And I'm telling you, I know what you think. thinking if you're on the fence or if you go, oh, Joe's like this Trump guy. I'm not. I'm a patriot. And Dr. Gorka's a patriot. You know what? We love this country. We just want to see that at least the election is fair. And there's red flags all over. And my street sense says to me, there's red flags all over. Now, what are you supposed to do? Put it aside? Do you put it aside? He should concede the way Nixon conceded when John Kennedy rigged the election. I don't think you can. I don't think you can. And to Dr. Gorka's point, if you're not compromised, I believe, this is my opinion, that Joe Biden is compromised because of the China situation. You know, now maybe like Gordon Chang said earlier, that maybe he'll be harsher on China because all eyes are going to be watching him now. But there's something awfully fishy about all of this. The margin of victory for Joe Biden in Pennsylvania alone, it was suspect. And we're not dumb, and they think we're dumb. And that's what makes me crazy, is that they take us for granted. They don't even put a Hunter Biden story out there. They won't touch this, and they had all the information is right there, and they won't touch the Hunter Biden story. But when it's the Mueller probe, with no information, they're going to listen to a guy like Adam Schiff, and then they're going to run with that. I'm telling you, I'm suspect. So I almost feel like saying, forgive me that I stay on this, but this is vital. We got a couple more weeks of this, and I want to make sure that we run it right to the wall. I want to run it right through and through, so we know when Joe Biden's in, he should be in. Because I'm telling you, this election, in my opinion, was indeed hijacked. And let me go to Steve. I got to get some calls in, if I may. Steve, thanks for calling. What are you thinking this morning, buddy? And that's it. That's it. Cthulhu right there. Oh, boy. Okay. It's great.
Cthulhu.
You got to jump in. Steve's usually quick. We'll go to Leonardo. Leonardo's always fired up. Leonardo, how you doing this morning? What's on your mind, my friend?
I'm doing great, and thanks for having the great Gigantor Gorka on. He's excellent.
He is the best.
I got to say, he blew Dworkin out of the water. Dworkin is that guy that helped Matt Feldman get arrested. He's a left
Democrat. Wait, Dr. Man, but I'm trying to be objective here, you know?
Great show. You're open-minded. You have both sides on there.
Trying.
You got my good friend Judy from Brooklyn.
Yeah, she loves you, man.
Yeah,
what do you
I
think?
Know, I know.
Go ahead, Leonardo. Yeah. What are you thinking, buddy?
Well, I'm announcing, you know, because I'm with Gorka, it's going to go to the House of Representatives, just like it did in 1824 when John Quincy Adams, it's going to repeat itself, right? He robbed Jackson, right? Andrew Jackson. Jackson came back to beat his butt two times in a row afterwards, right? One of our greatest pop. So I'm announcing the Trump-Jackson 2024 campaign, if necessary, but I'd actually recommend a Trump rally in Philadelphia, not conceding because he won the day that they have the sham inauguration, January 20th.
Yeah, right. Right?
But he's got to do it in Philadelphia, Joe. While they're having their fake ceremony and watching.
Lord, it's tough, but I hear you, Leonardo. Thank you. There's Steve before we break. Steve, how you doing? Sorry we lost you before. What's on your mind, my friend?
Yeah, that was my fault. Joe, let me summarize the great show so far. I bet you that Joe Sevilla watches Golden Girls all the time, you know. Gordon Chang says that Biden is going to keep the tariffs. Is this the same Biden that says he's not into fracking? Now you got this professor over in Rutgers University, Ben Dworkin. I think your grandmother, who wanted to give you a dollar, has more wisdom this time. Because I think the lip. I think you and Dr. Dworkin better give this guy some relief factor for his brain, because I predict that when he goes back to teach his classes, he's going to have to tell his class that Comey Barrett, the newest Supreme Court justice, will be the deciding vote. That's going to be the punchline.
Whoa.
The deciding vote that's going to put this into the House of Representatives. like the previous caller just said, I agree with it. That's what's going to happen.
All right, Steve, thank you, brother. You know, Dr. Ben Dworkin, if you listen around the country, is really, he's very, very revered and respected. He's a Rowan University professor. He's director of the Rowan Institute for Public Policy and Citizenship. And I always like to open up and hear what the academics have to say. You know, not, hey, listen, you know me. I'm not, what am I, an academic elite? I'm not. But Dr. Ben, we like to hear what he's got to say. So I'm sorry if sometimes I don't, do I agree with him? No, I don't agree with him, because there was, I really think that that street sense I tell you about, man, that street sense, we got that street sense, you know, and I've got the street sense that something went wrong. Diego, real quick, we got a couple seconds, but wanted to get you on the air, brother. How you doing this morning?
Hey, listen, I want to talk about Andrew Mussolini Cuomo.
Oh, man. Yeah, go ahead.
Let me tell you, Andrew got the station. The train runs for 3 miles. And Mussolini got the trains to run on time, you know. So I think he's channeling Mussolini.
All right, thank you, Diego. Oh, my God, Diego is referring to when everybody says something bad about Mussolini. Because, oh, he did little minor things like, oh, joined with Adolf Hitler, you know. But they went, yeah, but the trains ran on time. That's what they always say. Oh, that's a funny, Diego. Thank you, man. We got the best listeners, Deb. You know that. 20 minutes after 9 o'clock, Charlie Gasparino is going to tell us about the stocks and what we're doing. He is the senior correspondent for the Fox Business Network. And Steve Sciarrippa this hour. Oh, Steve, he's the guy. You know Bobby Bacala from The Sopranos, and he's on Blue Bloods. And the premiere Blue Bloods, which is a great show. And that's this Friday already. Hey, Deb, how are we doing traffic-wise out there on the roads, if you would?
Well, let's talk about the trains. Speaking of the trains, it looks like we're still seeing 10-minute delays with Metro North, New Jersey Transit, the North Jersey coastline on a modified schedule after last week's derailment over in Perth Amboy. It's busy, Joe, on the Cross Bronx westbound getting into the GWB, outbound upper and lower. It's construction. Traffic is moving slowly on 287 South, exit 58, getting down toward Oakland. We're getting reports of an accident there as well. And do watch out for some pockets of volume on 80 eastbound, exit 42 in Parsippany, with an accident there as well. Traffic is moving slowly on the Prospect as you head right into the Gowanus. It's a collision in the left lane. The LIE heading westbound right into Glen Cove Road, a collision. Then at Shelter Rock Road, you still have that disabled truck in the way. And taking a ride to 17 in Sloatsburg, it's construction. Partly cloudy today, high in the 40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio, thank you, Debbie Duhaime. Balance of Nature, talking to Dr. Gorka. You see Dr. Gorka on TV telling you about Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature, fruits and vegetables in capsule form. You know, you've got to remember, please, the best defense against any virus, colds, anxiety, flu, stress, everything that wears you down. You know, you got to build up your own immune system. I wish they would tell us that. You know, when they tell you, oh, hide, you got to hide, you got to shut down. Build up your immune system, and you do it not with ordinary vitamins. Ordinary vitamins are made with synthetics. Balance of Nature's natural food, all natural foods you see in the commercials on TV, all those beautiful fruits and vegetables, you know, that are right in there, right in Balance of Nature, 100% whole food, fruits, plants and vegetables. And it's in a vegetarian capsule, which I like, because if I took a vitamin back in the day when I was taking vitamins, I don't do it anymore. I don't need it because I'm taking Balance of Nature. But, oh, those multivitamins would terribly upset my stomach. Remember those, right? And plus, you eliminate most of those synthetic vitamins anyway. You want Balance of Nature. 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables in a daily dose of Balance of Nature for better overall health. And then this from the Howard family, Dr. Douglas Howard from Balance of Nature, a wellness doctor, is a medical doctor, but he understands the wellness approach to you and to me and keeping our bodies with this great, strong immune system. They are offering free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of Balance of Nature and your own private health coach at no extra charge. 800-2468-751. 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code, The Answer.
Tune into the Joe Piscopo Show every Thursday morning at 8:40 for the Tunnel to Towers Hero Spotlight segment, focusing on the story of a patriot and their family who's been recognized and supported by the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Help Tunnel to Towers to do good. Donate $11 a month at t2t.org. Craving delicious Italian food? Well, Michael's of Brooklyn is back again. You can now dine in or outdoors in their beautiful heated tent. Indoor seating is limited for diners by reservation only, following all the CDC guidelines to ensure the safety and health of their patrons and employees. Have that signature Italian dish indoors. Call 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn. Authentic Italian since 1964.
Hi, my name is Ryan Bourne.
And I'm Danica Bourne.
And we're the owners of South Coast Tax. We would like to thank our Lord for protecting us from evil. Psalm 91 states, He is my refuge and my fortress, for He will rescue us from every trap and protect us from deadly disease.
South Coast Tax are Christian-based tax accountants and attorneys who specialize in releasing bank levies, wage garnishments, and filing complex tax returns. We are the leaders in acceptance of offers and compromise with awesome results.
We are also a small firm who will treat you like family and not just a number.
Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176 for a free consultation, and we'll take the time to explain all of the programs that you qualify for in order to allow you a fresh start.
In John 8:36, so if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. And one way we can achieve that is by being debt-free. So let us help you today. Call us at 1-800-TAX-1176, and together we can help achieve this goal by putting the IRS tax debt behind you for good. Again, that number is 1-800-TAX-1176.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Radio.com.
Orange football wraps its season under the Golden Dome as the Orange play the Irish in South Bend. Tune in to see if the Cuse can spoil Notre Dame's championship hopes. It's a 2:30 kickoff with Orange pregame at 1:30 on AM 970, The Answer. New York's home for Syracuse University football.
Okay. Joe of the radio, Charlie Gasparino standing by. Steve Sciarippa coming up this hour as well. I want to say about Calamine & Company Real Estate. This is not your typical real estate broker. It's a company you can trust. Calamine & Company focuses on representing sellers and always put the seller's needs above everybody else. You know that. Louis Calamine, that's my buddy right there, leads a dedicated team of client-focused professionals who combine old-school values and cutting-edge technology. You know, simply put, they remove the stress that typically comes from selling a house. They proudly have an unprecedented 100% success rate. That's right, no failed listings at Calamine & Company. Nobody else can make that claim, by the way. They have also earned perfect ratings and reviews across the board. You know, please go online and read Calamine & Company's incredible testimonials, please. Remember, they also specialize in selling estate-owned properties, right? And are regularly hired by attorneys, executors, administrators, and the surrogates court. Offices are in Brooklyn, Queens, on Staten Island, Manhattan, and coming soon to New Jersey. That's what I'm talking about. Visit Calamine.com or call 718-998-1100. Clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Charlie Gasparino, senior correspondent for Fox Business Network. Charlie, are you sick of the Christmas music already, man?
No, I love it.
That's my man.
You love it?
I do. I'm a cornball, though.
Reminds us that there's more to life than just this, you know, these lockdowns and all the bad news. We got together for Thanksgiving. We had nine people. So we were just under the Cuomo break down your door limit, you know. So this was nice, by the way. Had it at my brother-in-law's house in Rockville Center, and he did a great job. Joe DeSalvo, excellent chef.
Yeah. So you did it like that. I'm telling you what's going on. Hey, Charlie, before we get to the issues of the day, what was your instinct on all these businesses that are shut down now? How do they ever recover? And once we get through the New Year's and the vaccine is set up, no matter who ends up in office, what's going to happen in the spring with the – I mean, is there a depression waiting to happen, or will the stock market just fly because if Joe Biden's in, Wall Street loves Joe Biden, if the president will give us a good economy, President Trump. What do you think will happen? Because I'm worried that these businesses just plain will not recover.
Well, listen, some won't, obviously. That's why the lockdowns were such a – I never agreed. Listen, I think we needed a lockdown early on to figure out what was going on, you know, with the hospital system.
But after that,
it became very economically – it just became really bad. It destroyed lives, and, you know, caused suicides and drug addiction, and, you know, people aren't working. I mean, it was so horrible. Now, here's what you have to appreciate from Donald Trump. And by the way, Joe Biden will be president. I mean, the attorney general last night just, you know, ended any sort. I mean, he's a very Trump partisan. For him to say what he said yesterday means.
Well, he said nothing yet. Nothing yet. He said, I mean, it was. Yeah,
well, how long are they going to look? I mean, you know, I'm just saying
A couple more weeks. Charlie, a couple more weeks.
Joe, it's done. And, you know, here's the thing. But what we should be thankful for is that President Trump did some amazing things. And he made sure, he and his economics team made sure that the economy didn't literally fall into a Great Depression, which we're not in, thank God, even though it's bad, and Operation Warp Speed. I mean, I don't think Joe Biden would have been able to get us a vaccine this fast. He was too tentative and too meek. I mean, Donald Trump cracked the whip. And, you know, I didn't believe him when he first said that there would be a vaccine by the end of the year. And look, we're getting it. I know this for a fact because my brother is a frontline worker. He's an ICU doctor. You know, he's a trauma specialist. He handles COVID patients. He recovered from COVID himself.
Yeah.
He if he wanted, in a couple of weeks, he can get the vaccine.
Yeah, it is amazing. It's 8 months when it usually.
So now my point is, Joe.
Yeah.
The economy is going to get better. It is just going to get better if this vaccine works as advertised, and I believe it because Fauci is such a careful guy. He wouldn't be saying what he's saying if he didn't think it works. The economy is going to bounce back. You know, I mean, people are going to spend money. Use common sense. You haven't spent a lot of money probably in the last 6 months, right? I mean, you know, you're home anymore, right?
You on alimony alone?
But you got alimony.
Me?
That's right. But, okay, take you out of it. I'm sorry. I do not have to pay alimony. Thank God.
Thank you.
But you know, guess what? I'm going to go on a big vacation and spend a lot of money as soon as I can.
Yeah. Well, the stock market's been great, Charlie. The stock market's been spectacular. I mean, and I got to tell you,
everybody's saying it's because of Joe Biden. I think that's baloney.
Yeah,
Here's why the stock market's doing well. My view is that traders are pricing in a couple of things. Number one, and investors. Number one, divided Congress. And people really think the Republicans are going to keep the Senate. That puts a cap on any of the crazy stuff that Biden proposes and can do, like all the tax increases and all the stupid spending, Green New Deal, pack the courts. I mean, that's off the table if the Republicans keep the Senate, and that's why Georgia is so important. But market's pricing in that they're likely to keep the Senate. And I think on top of that, you got easy money, right? You got low interest rates from the Fed, and they're not going to do anything to disrupt this. And thank Donald Trump for Operation Warp Speed, because we're going to get a vaccine that's going to end this thing at some point.
And Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, you like that pick from Biden?
No. She's better than Elizabeth Warren. But, I mean, you know, it was kind of laughable. I was listening to them rolling out the economic team yesterday. You would think every one of them grew up in a shotgun shack. I mean, like, so Janet Yellen's talking about it. And by the way, a friend of mine went to high school with her, you know, back in the day in Fort Hamilton High School, I believe it was, in Brooklyn. She said she grew up in this working class neighborhood. Her father was a doctor.
You
really know the plight of working class people. That's number one. Number two is people forget, for someone like Janet Yellen, who has always pounded the table for income inequality, it grew the greatest under her and Barack Obama. The combination of keeping interest rates very low, okay, which screws savers when it's that low, and on top of the fact that there was massive spending and taxes, hurt working class people because rich people didn't spend as much, companies didn't expand as much, right? But people did buy stocks because that way went up. So I'm just telling you, you know, her old prescription and all this chest pounding about, you know, we got to help the middle class, which is imploding. The middle class did better under Donald Trump by miles than Barack Obama and Janet Yellen.
I know, and Biden keeps saying this. He keeps saying help is on the way, and then I'm looking at how this operates. Huh? What help?
I mean, wait, he's going to make things worse. He should just shut up and just let. You know what? You know what he should do? I mean, it would be nothing. If he did nothing, it would be good.
Yeah.
That's why you need a Republican Congress, because you or Senate, because if he does nothing, The economy's going to improve. People are going to spend money again. And, you know, AOC won't be calling the shots.
Oh, my God. Charlie, we appreciate it. Senior correspondent for the Fox Business Network. That's a good report on the economy, that it will do good. Grace of God, listen, from your lips to God's ears there, Charlie. Thank you, Charles. We appreciate it, my friend. I'll see you. Hopefully, I'll see you over there soon enough, and we'll clear up with this ridiculous pandemic.
Yeah, I'll probably be in the office next week, just because I go in once a month. But can't wait to see you. We should have dinner soon.
All right, Charlie, you got it, buddy. Thank you, man. Okay. Charlie Gasparino right there, senior correspondent for the Fox Business Network. And Steve Shirippa is coming up, the one, the only Steve Shirippa. You know Steve is Bobby Bacala, right? The guy's a great actor, though. You know, he plays Anthony Abatamarco, which on Blue Bloods, and Blue Bloods has its premiere on the 4th. So like Charlie said, sometimes we like to deviate a little bit, you know, step away and talk entertainment with the great Steve Shirippa if we can. 9:34 with Joey on the radio. And I tell you, Al's got the headline news right now on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
38 degrees at 9:35. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. There are emergency crews that are on the scene of what could be a building explosion in Englewood, New Jersey. Smoke can be seen rising from an area of the town that has numerous warehouses. As soon as we know more, we'll get that information to you. Colonel Raymond Ranola, he is a member of the West Point class of 1940, and is now the oldest living graduate of the famed military college. He celebrated his 104th birthday last week. However, the pandemic made it hard for him to have a big family celebration for his 103rd birthday last year. The West Point Society arranged for Ranola to get a replacement class ring for one that he lost years earlier while swimming. In sports, Mets reeling in their first free agent of the Steve Cohen era. Amazons have agreed to a two-year contract with right-handed reliever Trevor May, worth about $15 million. The 31-year-old has spent his entire career with the Minnesota Twins. College hoops tonight, St. John's will go up against BYU. Pregame is at 4:40, the tip-off at 5. You can listen to that game over on our sister station, AM 570, The Mission. Seton Hall will be on the road tonight at Rhode Island. The pregame is at 6:50, tip-off at 7, and that game will be right here on AM 970, The Answer. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Let's go out to the LIE westbound right into Glen Cove Road. It's an accident, two lanes blocked, and then out by Shelter Rock Road into New Hyde Park. Watch for a disabled truck. Traffic is moving solely on the Prospect right at the Gowanus with an accident in the left lane. It's kind of busy as you take a ride to the southbound Van Wyck getting into Linden Boulevard. Looks like an accident there to watch for as well. Traffic is slowing down for you as you take a ride to the outbound side of the GWB upper and lower levels. Some construction, so that's causing delays on the Cross Bronx. Expect some stop-and-go traffic as you take it to 21 southbound down by Raymond Boulevard in Newark, and watch for some slowdowns on Route 1. Route 1 northbound slowing down by Old Post Road in Edison with an accident cleared. 17 in Sloatsburg, it's ongoing construction. Partly cloudy today, high in the mid-40s. Sunny tomorrow, high of 51. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Exergen. Temperatures vary throughout the day, so make it a new family habit to take your temperature with the Exergen Temporal Scanner before dinner and in the morning, the number one thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses.
Hey, join me along with Mary Calvi, anchor of CBS 2 News and great gal, on Friday, December 11th for a virtual gala to feed the poorest families in Southern Connecticut, Westchester, Manhattan, Brooklyn, Washington, D.C., presented by St. Pio Foundation. The St. Pio Foundation is the first Christmas Challenge Initiative 2020 annual virtual gala to raise funds for 2,000 needy and struggling families. Special performing guest will be Dina Martin. She's my pally. Oh, that's Dean's daughter. Absolutely. And a great singer in her own right. We have Frank D'Ambrosio of Phantom of the Opera, a Grammy Award winner. Jose Feliciano will be there. How about that? Metropolitan Opera star Matthew Polanzani and Father Pat Conroy, U.S. House of Representatives chaplain. So join us Friday, December 11th, okay? 6 p.m. Help us feed 2,000 poor families. No fee required to participate. Here's the number for info or donations. 203-416-1471. It's 203-416-1471. Or visit, please, stpiofoundation.org/ Christmas, 100% of the proceeds raised during this virtual gala will be used to feed the poor. Support this amazing initiative and help bring a Christmas meal to 2,000 families, please. stpiofoundation.org/Christmas.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Relief Factor. I love telling you about Relief Factor because it really works. You heard Seb Gorka talking about it, Dr. Gorka, and I know Pete and Seth Talbot personally, Larry Elder as well. These gentlemen, Pete and Seth, have come up with a concept that will really get rid of your pain, in my opinion. I'm telling you, you go on the 3-week quick start. I keep telling you that. $19.95. It's about a dollar a day, you know, but and they don't even make money off of that. That's what's wild about Pete and Seth. They just want to see if you can get out of pain. They don't even break even until about 4 to 5 months after you order it, right? Pete and Seth, like Dr. Gorka said, are literally on a mission to help as many people as possible deal with their pain. And they put their money where their mouth is, right? They just want to see if we can get you out of pain. I think you can. That 3-week quick start, I started it, right? And I'm waiting 5 days, boom, all of a sudden. I'm telling you, it's such a relief to literally when you're out of pain. And I had I would walk into a room, I'd be limping a little bit. I could feel it a little bit. And then I started the 3-week quick start. 5 days, I was out of pain. And then, and again, I don't want to jinx it, but my shoulder pain is gone too because I've been taking Relief Factor regularly. You can start with the 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, please. Relieffactor.com, or you can call 800-583-84.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AF 970. The Answer.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell twist.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. Steve Sciarippa is a personal friend and a great guy and a great actor. We all know and love Steve Sciarippa. Kind enough to join us. Hey, Steve, welcome back to the show, man. Great to have you with us this morning.
Joe, what's up, my friend? How you doing, pal?
You know what, buddy? By the grace of God, everything's great. Steve, how you doing? Everything okay with the holidays? I haven't seen you, man. I miss you, my brother.
I have not seen you at all. Everyone, no one sees each other anymore. No one calls, you know. Everybody got their own crap, Joe, you know. Everybody got their own crap they're going through. We're just trying to make it through the day. But all is well here, man. You know, I think the last time we spoke, I was in California. I've been back here since September. And, you know, shooting Blue Bloods. Friday night's the premiere.
Wow.
We've been shooting that. We're finishing up our sixth episode. And, you know, doing the podcast with Michael Imperioli, the Soprano, Talking Sopranos podcast. So I've been kind of busy, man. You know, we sold the book. So we're writing the book, Oral History of the Sopranos, me and Michael. So we've been busy with that. So, you know. Keeps me out of trouble. Keeps me off the streets, Joe.
Steve, you're great. You're great on Blue Bloods. Certainly great on The Sopranos, as everybody knows. But you're shooting. You're in a studio shooting Blue Bloods. How was that? How was that? Because you got to be social distancing and everything, right?
Yeah, no, not so much of that. But there's a lot of protocols. So we're shooting in the studio and on the streets. I think we've been shooting on the streets of Brooklyn, you know, and I think in Queens we were, but I haven't shot in Manhattan yet. But you got to get tested 3 times a week, whether you're working or not. So you either got to go in, or they come to you, or whatever.
Yeah.
So you got to be tested. That's the cast and the crew. you know, it's not as big a crew. You know, a lot of it's handheld camera stuff. You wear your masks up until you shoot the scene. You know, you wear your mask the whole way. You rehearse with the mask. And there's no hanging around. So once you do your rehearsal, you go back to your dressing room. Then the light guys come in. They do that. Then the prop guys come in. They do that. You know, so there's not too many people all at once. It's a lot of stuff at a lot of expense. So far, so good. You know, even with the extras, you know, it's like kind of the same crew. And you know, the crew wears masks and shields, plastic shields. So,
yeah, they do. You know. Yeah, did you say you're going into mostly on the street then, mostly outside, but you're doing...
You know, no, both, to be honest with you, you know. I mean, it's been a little of both, and so far it's working. I know the shows, the first few shows, I haven't seen them, but I heard they're great, and, you know, the writing's always good, the whole cast is back, so all that stuff is great, and, you know, Tom Selleck is, you know, he's 75, great. And... Looks terrific, great guy, and you know.
Steve, you got to help me out. You got to help me out here, man, because we've talked about it before. Before we let you go, and I know you got to talk to a whole bunch of people, and we love that you joined us this morning. You went from entertainment director at the Riviera Hotel in Vegas. We know that. We talked about it. Yeah, your chops, your acting chops, man, they're great. They're great. Your patience on camera is great. And you told me this before. Did you train? Before you started working for Marty Scorsese, I mean, and started doing all these great television?
You know, Joe, years ago, and now it's over 20 years, 20-something years, but yeah. I started out, no, and I kind of just jumped in. And then, believe it or not, I got an acting coach after I started working. I didn't get headshots until after I started working. Then when I was on The Sopranos, all through those 7-8 years, I had an acting coach. I still work with someone now. You know, when I get the script, if there's stuff in there that I think, you know, I'll call her. And now we do it over Zoom. But before that, she would come up to my apartment. We would break down the script. You know, I mean, it's a lot of work. You know, people have no idea what goes into it. You know, Jim Gandolfini had an acting coach the entire time.
Wow.
On certain projects, Al Pacino and Meryl Streep. When I say an acting coach, you know, someone you could break the script out, someone you could talk to, give you different ideas. I don't mean they're teaching you how to act.
Yep,
just
yep.
to say, you know, why don't you try it this way, or what about this, or give you suggestions. You know, Jim used to use two different people. Susan Anton, who was great, she was with him, and Jim would work all day, 16, 17 hours, go back to his apartment, meet her to run the lines for the next day. Because, you know, he had the bulk of the work. He told me sometimes he would fall asleep for 2 hours, exhausted. She would be sitting there waiting for him
to
do the stuff for the next day. And this was day after day after day, you know. So it takes a lot of work. What you see out there, it's not so easy, you know. But, you know.
Steve, we love you, man. But you are so loved, Steve Sciarippa, right there. Listen, it's Blue Bloods. It's this Friday. It's December 4th. We'll be watching, Steve. And I cannot wait to see you in person, my good friend. And
you take care of yourself, man. Your family good?
Yeah, grace of God, everybody's great, Stephen. Just great. By the grace of God, great. It's all good. Can't wait to see you and hang out a little bit, man. Let's do it.
Okay, Steve, my friend. Take care of yourself.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks for checking in with us, man. Steve Sciarippa right there. Great actor in his own right. I wanted to make sure I let him go. I could talk to him for hours. He is so much fun to be with. You know what? Sometimes we'll go to a Yankee game. Remember we used to go out? Remember going to ball games? And we would go with Mitchell Modell, and we would be with a Steve. And then we would sit, and we would talk, and we would laugh. Everything that you think about Steve Sciarippa, how he looks like he's going to be fun, he's a blast, and he's a great guy. And I tell you, on Blue Bloods, he's great. And on The Sopranos, you remember it now. Now, my Italian friends get mad, oh, you shouldn't watch The Sopranos. But acting-wise, remember that when Steve was in, and I don't want to be graphic on this, but there was one episode with Jimmy Gandolfini and Steve Sciarippa, and they were, they got into a fight because something was said, and I don't want to tell you what they said because it was inappropriate, too inappropriate to say on the radio. But oh my gosh, that was really acted. Then they got into a fight. Remember that? Al, did you watch that? You remember that episode? It was wild. It was just a great, great television and great, great actor by two great Italian American actors, if I may.
Which episode was this again?
It was where Jimmy Gandolfini and Steve Sciarippa, Bobby Bacala, they got into a fight, a big fight, knockdown fight, if you remember that.
Yeah, right? I do remember it vaguely, yes.
But it building up to it, that put me back when I would watch Stevie with Dominic Chianese, who's a great actor in his own right, and Steve would do great. But and again, against Jimmy Gandolfini was really great. And then I had the opportunity, and by the way, as I say about The Sopranos, where the Italian Americans get mad because of the stereotypical, quote-unquote, portrayal of Italian Americans, the talent on that show, on that one show with Michael Imperioli, with Stevie, with Jimmy Gandolfini, I'm telling you, it was second to none. And then I got to sit next to, courtesy of Dr. Rock Positano. He was doing some kind of award thing. It was a DiMaggio award thing, and he puts me right next to Jimmy Gandolfini. So I got to meet Jimmy, and I know we got a break, guys. So I got to talk to Jim. Great guy. This is a great guy. Then we open a club. And we go open a club called Jilly's after Jilly Rizzo, right? This was, oh my God, 20 years ago. And I was in my glory. Me and Anthony Pope and Tony DeSere was playing there. Tony Bennett used to come in. And then we had our open, right? So we're opening there. And all of a sudden, I was with Kimberly at the time. And then I hear Kimberly go, whoa, like that. And I go, what's up? And my back was to the door. She goes, well, James Gandolfini's here. So I turn around. You know, Jimmy Gandolfini comes to the opening like that, right? Like that. And I turn to him. I go, Jim, I said, thank you. What are you doing here, man? He goes, hey, us Jersey guys got to stick together. That's what he says. Ah, rest in peace, James Gandolfini. Really, truly one of the greats. I'll never forget that. And Steven Sciarippa, don't forget Blue Bloods this Friday. Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio, 10 minutes before 10 o'clock. Mike Gallagher, 10:05, please. Right now, Debbie Duhaime on AM 970. The Answer. Thanks, Debbie.
Yeah, Blue Bloods, my parents' favorite show. They love it. Good morning to you, Joe. Thank you so much. Let's see what's happening right now as you take a ride over to Englewood. We've got major problems here over on Banker Street between Grand Avenue and Dean Street. A building exploded over there, and you have a lot of fire department activity here in Englewood, right in that area of Banker Street between Grand and Dean. Let's see what's happening as you head to the outbound GWB upper and lower levels. It's construction causing delays on the Cross Bronx, getting right into the GWB. Lincoln and the Holland Tunnels moving okay. Over on the Prospect in Brooklyn, getting into the Gowanus, watch out. It's an accident still being cleared from that area. And traffic is moving a little bit slowly for you on the Whitestone Expressway southbound, getting down toward 20th Avenue. We're getting reports of a crash there as well. And taking a ride over to the Staten Island Expressway westbound by 440. That's construction getting out toward the Gopples Bridge, so watch for that. And the LIE West at Glen Cove Road, a collision cleared. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
AmericanEagle.com is a proud, family-owned web design and developer. In business since 1994, they've gone through the dot-com bubble, market crashes, and other periods of economic uncertainty. Through it all, they've grown and prospered, and today are one of the world's leading technology companies. All of us must do our part to defeat the current pandemic. With so many businesses having employees working remotely, there's been a huge increase in web traffic and online sales. E-learning, video conference calls, e-commerce, digital health, and other online services continue to grow. Digital transformation has never been more important. In times like these, you need a reliable technology partner you can count on, like AmericanEagle.com. Their world-class data center hosts thousands of websites and handles millions of transactions. Whether it's website design, integrating existing technologies, implementing the top CMS platforms, or digital marketing and hosting, AmericanEagle.com does it all. There's a famous saying, this too shall pass. We're all going to be stronger than ever when the current crisis is behind us, and AmericanEagle.com wants to be there to continue to grow your business. Call AmericanEagle.com at 877-WEB-NOW-1. That number, 877-WEB-NOW and the number 1.
You've all probably heard of asbestos, and you know that it's dangerous. You may also know exposure to asbestos is the only known cause of mesothelioma, a deadly cancer. People who were exposed to asbestos decades ago are being diagnosed to this day with mesothelioma. That's because it can take as many as 30 or even 50 years to develop. But did you also know there is money to pay victims of asbestos exposure from years ago? An estimated $30 billion is available to help compensate victims and their families. So if you or a member of your family have been diagnosed with mesothelioma, you may be able to receive some of this money without ever going to court or ever filing a lawsuit. Get a free legal review today. Call Sokolov Law at 1-800-972-9200. That's Sokolov Law at 1-800-972-9200.
Investors seeking steady cash flow, ready to diversify? NRIA has grown to be one of the nation's leading specialists and offers 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses targeted at 18 to 21%. That's right. You could receive steady 10% return monthly payments with bonuses. As their slogan says, they specialize in realty investing done right. You can even use your 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion new construction development backs you. Learn how you can invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today and receive 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses. This is something savvy investors should research and consider. Call now, 800-700-5483. That's 800-700-5483 or visit NRIA.net.
An offer to buy or sell any security is only made by our private placement memorandum. Read it first. See us at NRIA.net.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Blustery and quite chilly today with intervals of clouds and sun and a high just 46. It'll be breezy into the evening hours, then clear and cold overnight with a low of 36 in Midtown. 24 to 28, though, in the coldest suburbs of northwest New Jersey and the Hudson Valley. Sunshine mixing with clouds tomorrow. Breezy a little milder in the afternoon, high 51. Friday, rather cloudy. Expect some rain in the afternoon with a high near 50. AM 970, the answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Connors and Sullivan. You know, you got to put your estate together, please. I worry about you. You know I worry about you. I do. I worry about your health. It's like, it's the way I am as a dad, by the way. I'm a dork dad. I'm not a helicopter dad. I'm a drone father. I'm right in your face, you know. I worry about my kids. I worry about you. You're part of the family. I worry about you. You got to take care of your will, your trust, power of attorney, health care proxy, living will, estate plan. Will you call Mike Connors, please? He's the guy. Everybody goes to Mike. And I told you, somebody said to me, hey, you're a Mike Connors guy. I go, I am. I'm a Mike Connors guy. He's my guy, you know. And thank God he walked me through all the crazy, you know, the minefield that is an estate plan. It's impossible. You got to keep yourself away from the Mama Lukes, I keep telling you, the Jamokes that are going to try to take everything you got. Not to mention the government, local, state, federal. You need to protect yourself, and you could do that. Why don't you start here with a free, comprehensive telephone consultation to see how Mike can help you protect your family, your assets, your legacy. Have all your questions answered from the security of your home, all right? You can call Mike at 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500, Connors and Sullivan. Don't put it off. Mike always says the biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is what? Not planning at all. Connors and Sullivan, you can call with a free telephone consultation with Mr. Connors himself. 718-238-6500 or visit, please, ConnorsandSullivan.com.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The answer.
Oh, there's some Jimi Hendrix. We need that this morning in just a little bit, baby. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Joe Sebelia, great show. We appreciate it very much. Ah, I see the calls. I can't get there. I am reaching and I can't get there. We need you to call back tomorrow if you would, because you are such an important part of the show, and we will look forward to answering the calls tomorrow morning, right, as we roll into Thursday. It is Wednesday, December 2nd today. We want you to make it a great, great day. Hey, Al Gattulo, thank you very much. We appreciate it, my friend. Thank you. How's the new house, Al? All good with that, by the way?
Everything's great.
Good. Sounds fantastic, Al. I'm glad. Thank you. Debbie Duhame, thank you. And most of all, thanks for listening. Listen, no matter what, we got a couple of weeks. We'll get through this. Thank you for being there for us. And we appreciate when you call. We'll get into it and start all over again on, I try to be objective, but we'll start all over again tomorrow morning and break it down. But you always have to remember, we're Americans. Be proud. We are one nation under God. In God we trust. God bless you. God bless your family. God bless the United States of America. Now go out, please, and make it the best day ever, because you deserve it.